Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back at Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from Farmington School, Superintendent Cody Deal is back in the studio with me this morning. Superintendent Deal, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us. Seems like it's been a minute.
It's been a minute, but it's good to see you. And you're right. This is our first visit of the new year. So we haven't talked probably since November, I would say.
I believe you're right.
So it's good to have you back. Appreciate that very much. Also, you brought a guest with you this morning that we'll be talking to in just a moment, right? Do you want to introduce him now or wait?
Yeah, no. Our high school principal of San Juan College High School, Mr. Seth Martinez, is going to be with us.
Principal Martinez, good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Thank you for coming down the hall to the studio.
Yeah, appreciate the invite.
You bet. Great to see you as well. And well, let's get started, Mr. Deal, by talking about some of the things that have been going on in Farmington schools since you were last here. Just a couple of things, I'm sure. You're not busy at all.
Not busy at all. No. It seems like, you know, Mr. Tabota here and I, we challenge ourselves on what we're going to talk about. It seems like there's an array of things that we choose from. It seems like we have probably 500 things we could choose from that we can bring to you. But yeah.
Thank you.
So a lot of great things happening.
Thank you for just bringing the short list this week. And I am regretfully did not introduce Roberto Tabota. Your public information officer is also with us. So, Roberto, sorry about that, but thank you. We're glad that you're here, too. Thank you for being here. Sorry about that, everyone. But let's talk about some of the things that are going on. And one of them is the Science Olympiad for your schools, right, and your students.
Yeah, so we hosted the Regional Science Olympiad, and it's always a fun event. And it's great to see our students learning, and it's creative and what they come up with, innovative. So good stuff.
Right. We've got the middle school results on the screen, and congrats to Hermosa, which took first place.
Yes.
And Mesa View second, and Kirtland Middle School took third. Not one of the Farmington schools, but still of the area, so congrats to them.
We'd love to have swept, but no, we didn't. So congratulations to those schools and also Kirtland Middle School for sure.
Right. And then the high school results, FHS took first place.
Yeah.
San Juan College High School, Principal Martinez, congratulations, second place, and PV took third.
Yeah. And so, you know, big shout out to Dr. Stone, Farmington High, who runs the Regional Science Olympiad and directed this tournament. And of course, Lisa Felix, who is one of our teachers at Farmington High School, one of our math teachers. So, so thank you to not only those two, but everybody else who it takes a lot of folks to put on the event, and very proud that we hosted and great to see, and kids did a great job.
There's a lot of moving parts to an event like that with a lot of kids and a lot of parents and a lot of teachers and schools and everybody else.
Yes, sir.
So I'm always impressed by some of all of the kids that are part of these things, because some of their presentations make my brain hurt.
You know, it's funny, and I say it, and I've said it before here, and, you know, our schools and throughout the state, not just Farmington schools, get judged on one event or one day in the spring where we take this assessment, the state assessment, but there's so many things that happen within our system, not only ours, but in districts throughout the county and state that we don't get recognized for, and you know, making a well-rounded student, one that we, you know, that can go out into the workforce and make our community proud, so... a lot of great things, and I appreciate Roberto and his team, and, you know, I've said it before as well, get onto our Facebook page and our social media and see what's happening. So good stuff, whether it's academic competitions or the fine arts, athletic programs, a lot of great stuff happening.
A lot of great stories to tell, for sure, and that's why we're glad that you're here to share that with our audiences, too. Another award, and this one's about food, so it got my attention, the Golden Chili Award. Congratulations.
Yeah, I once again, I think I sound like a broken record. Here we are again talking about our student nutrition department and of course, Marie Johnson and her team, along with K-12 by Elior, and who were presented the Golden Chili Award.
And that is regarding nutrition and some of the other programs that Marie Johnson brings to the district, I guess, right?
Yeah, and this particular one, for their efforts providing fresh and healthy New Mexico-grown produce into our schools.
Right.
And they were also with one of our students at Farmington High School, Carson Stark, who is participating in a master gardening course through NMSU and his efforts. I think he has some goals of running, managing, or whatever that looks like in apple orchards. So good stuff.
Very good. Carson's been a guest on this program, coming in with the Growing Forward Farm over in Aztec, talking about that. And I know a lot of the folks from the Mexico Cooperative Extension Office talk about the work of Farmington Schools and promoting locally grown food and bringing it into the schools for your students and staff. And that's all part of that growing, I think, local economy, right? Of encouraging local farmers and making sure they have a market for their produce, and the school district certainly is a big customer.
Yes, for sure. And the stigma of school lunches, we're trying to change that.
Come a long way, baby, from when I had,
we've come a long way.
You could barely call it pizza when I was in school. I'm just saying. So
yep.
there's that. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, takes a lot of work, I think, too, to get all these things coordinated to come together.
A lot of moving parts.
Right. Very, very true. Professional development continuing at Farmington Schools. Let's talk a bit about that effort.
Yeah, so I don't think we talk about this enough, and the amount of time and effort that our teachers put forth to continue to grow and improve and to become effective teachers, and not only that, but the curriculum that we teach and some consistency and throughout our schools, so it looks the same whether you're at a McKinley Elementary versus a Country Club Elementary, and so an equitable education for all of our students. And so it takes a lot of time and effort, and we appreciate the time that the community has given us on Monday afternoons to do this. I know it's a hardship for our community, but it's time that's that's needed and hopefully well used. And so, yeah, just we need to highlight the efforts that not only that our teachers put forth, but the curriculum department and all of our departments in our district to provide the coaching and structure for this. So bringing those folks together to improve is something that I want to highlight and just thank our teachers, and I thank the people at or the staff at our district office for supporting, and I want that to be as we are a support for our teachers to grow and get better, and obviously the ultimate goal, student outcomes.
Right, which are reflected, I think, in some of those assessment grades and scores and
yes.
Dropout rates and things like that, I would assume.
Yeah, and it goes beyond that one day, right? And so I've challenged Ms. Lampson, our executive director of curriculum instruction and assessment, to to provide that consistency. And how do we show our community that our students are learning, whether that be through common topic assessments or how our teachers are consistently determining whether students are proficient or not. So yeah, it takes a lot of work. We've come a long ways in terms of what that looks like from when you and I were in school, for
right,
sure.
Right. Well, when I was in school, it was by oil lamp, but that's a different story. And we can see the little bit of the schedule on the screen too, Superintendent Deal, that you've got professional development for special education teachers and the math team on coming up next Monday, this coming Monday, right?
Yeah. So, obviously, a heavy focus on math and literacy, mm-hmm. obviously, and that's throughout the country. So that's just a quick highlight of things to come.
Right.
And that is just a snapshot of what it looks like, and it's been ongoing all year. So,
right.
Yeah.
But for the radio audience, we can see March 4th will be the literacy team. Mm-hmm. March 18th, again, professional development for the special education teachers and the math team. Then again, literacy on April 1st. No fooling, I guess, right?
No fooling.
Okay. April 15th, special education teachers and the math team. And then the special education teachers and the literacy team on May the 6th.
Yeah, so I mean, it's good, and we bring in teachers from across our district to collaborate together and support one another, and then they're able to take that information back to their school building, so, and provide that support, whether it be through our instructional leaders. So yeah, it's those are good days.
Right. And I know, I think there's always a need in many of the districts for special education teachers. It seems like there's some vacancies from time to time. I don't know where you stand at Farmington schools, if you still have vacancies or have filled them, but those are really special individuals, I think, that take on that skill and come and teach your special education students.
Yeah, and you know, we also want to highlight that, you know, all of our students are general ed students first, and need access to you know, the core curriculum, and so, but yes, they are a special group of folks, as all of our teachers, you know, and everybody that works with us has a hand in developing our students, you know, whether that be the folks who maintain our buildings, who serve our students breakfast and lunch. So it takes everyone.
Very true. Very yeah. true. Well, excellent. Well, let's turn the tables a little bit to Principal Martinez from San Juan College High School, just down the hall here at San Juan College, and talking a bit about things at San Juan College High School. Mr. Martinez, your students are renowned, I think, around the state for their academic achievements and how well they do in their courses.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a lot of success in the past. We're, you know, every spring we go through a recruitment process. We're one of about 24 early college high schools in the state of New Mexico, and all the early colleges across the state have different recruitment processes. And so it's great timing in terms of being here today, just because we're able to get the word out for current eighth grade students in our community. But we've gone on the road and went through all the middle schools in the county and presented to their eighth grade students and gave them a little tidbit about what San Juan College High School is about, what an early college looks like. As you know, here living here on this campus, we see our high school students living in both worlds, the high school world and taking college classes as well, and ending up with two diplomas many times. And so, we're excited. We wanted to get the word out. We've been, Kugler, Mesa Alta, and all the local middle schools here in Farmington schools as well. And we, every year at this time, we drop flyers off and ensure that everybody knows about these opportunities here.
Very good. Well, and again, you mentioned the timing, and as we can see on the graphic, but for the radio audience, you have a family info night tomorrow.
We do.
Tomorrow
so
night.
We do. So at 6 o'clock in the Connie Gotch Theater, we are hosting our family night, information night. And so really anybody, any eighth grade student and their family are welcome to attend. And really what that is just an opportunity to really solidify your decision to apply with San Juan College High School. And so if students are curious about it or haven't heard about it, we really encourage them to show up that night. And then our application actually opens on that same day, and it will be open the month of February.
Got it. And this includes all the local school districts, homeschool children as well, I guess?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a variety of students that apply. And so homeschool students, we, like I said, we drop flyers off as many places as we can. And so any current eighth grade student is welcome to apply. And they can apply throughout the entire month of February. After that process, we hold at our school what are called discovery meetings. And that's where we meet with students and their families. They come, we invite them into our school. Really just to solidify their decision to go through with that application. Sometimes they have questions for us and the early college model isn't what they thought it might be. And so they change their mind, and other times it really solidifies that decision to apply with us.
Right, right. And that's an important, I guess, thing to point out, that early college model, because it's pretty focused on academics, and that's the whole point, because these students are graduating in 4 years with both high school diploma and also perhaps a associate's degree in college study.
So many times our students will end up with sometimes three times the amount of credit coursework that a traditional high school student might receive. And so you're absolutely right. So our students will finish their high school credentials in about 2 to 2.5 years and then completely immersed in the college world here at San Juan College. So it's really nice because the entire handbook is open to our students and they go down many different pathways. We have students in diesel, we have students in cosmetology, but we also have students, recently one of our students was just admitted to the nursing program here. And so we kind of see the gamut with our students. Many times first generation college students, which is wonderful. And it's really a studied part of education. And of course, a little biased, but we love the early college high school model.
Right, right. Well, and the students seem to be doing very well, as I mentioned, with their academics and things like that. It's been recognized around the state for that. And the applications then will be, I guess, the slots in the incoming class will be awarded by a lottery, correct?
Correct.
From all those applications you're collecting.
Absolutely. So we admit 90 students each application period. And so that's truly what our walls will allow us to hold. We also want to stick with our early college high school principles in terms of student teacher to student ratio. And so it's traditionally small classroom sizes. But we'll do a lottery process. And what we do is we take those 90 students and create a wait list after that. If students or families change their mind, we often rerun that lottery in order to fill spots all the way up to sometimes the week before school starts. And so there's ample opportunity for students who may not get in the first time.
Right. And with that 90, are there some slots reserved kind of for students from the Farmington School District, from the Aztec School District, et cetera?
Yes. Yeah, so our agreement, like yeah, so our agreements right now have 60 slots for Farmington schools and then 10 for surrounding community schools. So
gotcha.
Aztec, Bloomfield, and CCSD.
Okay, very good. And homeschool students would be also part of that?
They kind of fall in the Farmington school.
Part of that 60?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Very good. Mr. Deal, I want to come back to you a little bit about just the success of Salmon College High School and how important it is to have a school like this available for students, not just from Farmington schools, but as Principal Martinez was talking about, available to anyone really in the county who would like to apply and be awarded one of those spots.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is a good model, and Mr. Martinez talked about the walls here at San Juan College High School, and I know we joked a little bit before we started about building a San Juan College High School. I'd love to have
careful
bigger walls.
Okay, all right,
right,
all right,
and I'd love that.
But it's been growing.
The 90 student cohort to grow and you know, upwards of 500 or whatever the number is, right? But it's a great program. And Mr. Martinez talked about it being a very academic, rigorous program, but they've done a really nice job of creating an atmosphere here where students can still be students, whether that be through clubs and opportunities that the college also provides our students. So it's a good place to be, and so we encourage you to come out tomorrow and gather that information and apply.
Very true. I remember early on when the school first opened up and talking about kind of being able to create traditions for the Griffins and some of the things that the students would be maybe able to do year after year after year, and just starting these things from scratch. And maybe even though it is really tough academic schedule and courses, but still being able to offer students some extracurricular things to do and not just have to be in those in books all the time.
Absolutely. Our physics teacher, Dave Rogers, was responsible for our Science Olympiad kids. They're going to Socorro. Jessica Aker, who's our Student Senate sponsor, is participating in the NMASC state events for the first time with our school. And so there's a lot of firsts, right? And we want to create that and make it cyclical and happen every year. But our kids are benefiting from some of those extracurriculars. We just added a bowling team that participated in a few events this year. And so we're hoping that will grow, being that it's an activity as opposed to an athletic event, because our school still, we don't participate in NMAA sports at the time. But we offer a lot of different venues for kids to, and outlets for kids to be themselves and have a high school experience.
Right. And I would think as principal, that's still really important, I guess, for the overall well-being of students.
Oh, no question. I mean, our kids are still high school students, right? And so my time, I spent 8 years in a traditional high school setting as an assistant principal, and we see the same things on a lower scale that those schools see, smaller scale. And so we have many of the same issues and problems, and we want to offer outlets for those students to have successes.
Right. Going back to your family night meeting tomorrow, again, 6 o'clock here at San Juan College in the Connie Gotch Theater, what type of a student, if there is a type, and maybe there isn't a type, that you would think would be like a good fit for San Juan College High School?
So when we present to all the middle schools, we have a slide that my counselor, Stacey Bandmeter, talks about. And she first thing she says is, who goes to our early college high school? And she said, it's you, students like you, truly anybody. We really tailor a lot of our recruiting around first generation college students, because what we know from data is that once those students get into the college arena, it's going to happen could be it siblings or subsequent family members. And we create this cycle of kids going to college. So we really tailor our recruitment around that effort, but really any student is welcome at our school. And we accept applications. Again, it's a lottery process. And so we just want kids who enjoy education and want to apply.
Okay. All right. And again, they'll be notified, I guess, sometime in March, I suppose.
Right. Just before spring break, we send out acceptance and waitlist letters. It's like the hardest part of this job, because there's some students that are really banking on being included in the lottery. But again, there's opportunities throughout the summertime, because there's, you know, families change their mind or move, relocate, things like that. So.
Right. Never say never.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's great to have you here, Mr. Martinez.
Sure,
and
appreciate it.
We're always excited to talk about San Juan College High School. I think it's a great, another gem, if you will, in the crown of San Juan County. And again, to have it be available and to have all the local school districts participate and support it, I think is also somewhat unique in the state, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Deal. Is that still somewhat unique in this, that most early college high schools are supported by just one district, not multiple?
That's correct.
Is that what you find, Mr.
Martinez? We're definitely unique in that process. So most early colleges out of the ones that exist right now are tied to one high school, essentially. Our higher ed partner here at San Juan College has been tremendous in supporting that effort with all of our surrounding community schools as well.
Gotcha. Well, again, it's a great effort. So thanks again for sharing that with us this morning. Appreciate it very much. Mr. Deal, I want to come back to you a little bit about some of the other things that you wanted to mention in your visit this morning. So
sure.
Talk to me a little bit about some things going on in Santa Fe, which I know is your next favorite spot to be, besides here with me.
Yeah, right. Before we move on, I will say,
yes.
In regards to San Juan College High School, and I really appreciate Mr. Martinez's leadership. And for those students who are on the wait list or who don't make it, please reach out to your current school or the high school that you're going to attend, and the counselors. There are so many opportunities, and I do want to thank San Juan College for that partnership, but there's so many dual credit opportunities if you don't
good point,
you know, make it to San Juan College High School. So just wanted to throw that out
there. I think
that's
a great point, because we have a lot of dual credit students here from high schools around the county that are also building their credits for a two-year degree or what have you while they're in high school.
And I'd love to talk about those numbers next time, because mm-hmm. there's a lot. We have a lot of students that come to San Juan College on a daily basis.
Right.
Absolutely.
I have several in my classes this semester, as a matter of fact, that I am teaching. So it's
and
great
thank
to see.
You.
And I know, you know, for parents, it's a money saver, because it is no extra charges for their kids to go to college.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of Farmington Municipal Schools and what we offer. You know, there's a lot of districts that provide one dual credit course and one textbook for a student, and we open it up and keeping our fingers crossed that we can always offer unlimited courses for our students and to pay for their textbooks.
Right. Very good. Well,
yes.
Thank you for adding that.
Yes.
I appreciate that as well. But let's talk about Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are. We're headed to Santa Fe this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Farmington Municipal Schools, the school board and myself, we're headed to the New Mexico School Boards Association annual conference during the legislative session. So it's always a good time to network with our representatives and senators and talk about the happenings at the legislative session. And of course, this is a 30-day session, so a
right.
lot of the talk is strictly around money. So not a lot of time to talk about current bills, or there's not a big push typically
right.
unless it involves money. So but it'll be good. I'm excited to for our new board members to attend, and actually one of our board members works in Santa Fe during the legislative session or back and forth with one of our senators. So it's good.
Very good.
Excited.
And I think we're right about in the middle of the 30-day session at this end part of January, so they're just about halfway through.
Yes, sir.
And so some of the things on there, new graduation requirements being proposed.
So, yeah, we saw last year House Bill 126 during the 60-day session, went through both the House and the Senate and then was vetoed by the governor. And so we're taking a second shot at it. Want to thank Representative Lane and then House Committee Chair Romero for their push. And so, yes, now House Bill 171 is also a new bill trying to change the graduation requirements for our students.
Okay, and as we can see on the graphic again, a bit more flexibility, I guess, for students to achieve those graduation. Yeah,
so we've talked about this before a little bit, right? So I'll just use one example is currently our math students are required to take 4 math credits, one of them being Algebra 2. What the new bill does is it still requires us or a student to take 4 math credits, but it provides some flexibility. So the new bill would be they have to take a sequence of Algebra 1 and Geometry or something equivalent, and then they have some flexibility on those last 2 math credits, whether that be a work-based learning, career and technical education, something that satisfies the math requirements, you know, that align to performance standards. And so it does provide that flexibility within the core. And I, you know, as Mr. Martinez talked, he has somebody who just, a student who was just accepted to a nursing program. You know, maybe they can get an English credit or a math credit through that program in a course of study there. Mm-hmm. So it just opens up flexibility and opportunities for our students.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Safety enhancements, something else being discussed, I guess, too, for schools?
Yeah, and so I want to thank our safety team at Farmington Municipal Schools, Dale Bodie, Al Bugnall, and their partnership once again with San Juan County, the Office of Emergency Management, and of course, Farmington Police Department. But yes, one thing that we will see next year is the safety zones, our school zones.
Right.
We're automating those timers. Sometimes we see those stay on longer than they should. So that helps. Some signage for our schools. We are always looking at ways to improve our communication through our radio systems and surveillance. So just some things there on the board that we're currently working on.
Got you. And then budget, staffing, enrollment. Those are 3 separate things.
Those are, but here it is. It's the season, right? So the budget season coming up, and we'll see what happens with the legislative session. So we're starting that process of planning and what our staffing looks like. And then, of course, looking at our enrollment and how much money we will receive.
Right. Certainly not hearing anything about cuts this session, right? I mean, there seems to be plenty of money still in Santa Fe.
Yes.
So far.
Yep. So far, we are hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, but it's all based on our enrollment as well, right?
Sure.
And so based on our current 40-day and 80-day numbers, we are down some students, approximately 130 to 150 students. So,
well, that equates dollars, doesn't it?
That equates dollars, and then that could equate some cuts for Farmington Municipal Schools in terms of the amount of money that we receive. So,
sure.
Yep, it's that season now, and in the past 7 or 8 years, it's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Our enrollment has continued to rise, and so it's now time to take a look at it and maybe start tightening the belt a little bit.
I see what you're saying. Got you. And when you look at those enrollment numbers, is there any particular grade or grade level being affected more than others, or is it just kind of across the board?
It is a little bit across the board, but we've started to see a decline in our elementary schools and our middle schools. That's where we're seeing the majority of it. Our high schools are still bursting at the seams.
Okay.
And so, you know, it goes in those waves, right? So we'll start to see over the next couple of years our high school population start dropping a little bit as well.
Gotcha.
But right now our 2 high schools is projected to grow even again.
Right. So that would be a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Even if you don't have room for everybody, but you make room.
That's right.
That's true. All right. Very good. Well, everyone, we are just about out of time with our visit today. Again, appreciate you coming in, Mr. Gill. Safe travels to Santa Fe.
Yes.
And we will make plans to visit again in about a month.
No, I didn't like your weather forecast. So
I'm sorry about that.
Keep our fingers crossed,
yeah.
And we'll be safe. And thank you for having us, as always, and we'll see you
in a month. All right, we will. Very good. Thank you very much. My guest this morning from Farmington Municipal Schools, here with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.